The Inner Tour is an Israeli documentary that's mostly in Arabic about Palestinians who take an organized bus tour to visit the territory where their families once lived. It plays tonight at the Museum of Modern Art as part of the new director's New Films series. The documentary is set in a more peaceful Israel of 2 years ago. David Darcy reports that its director insists that there's much in the movie that's still current.
More than a year before The Inner Tour made its U.S. premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in January, Palestinian bus tours through Israel had been discontinued because of increasing violence. As far back as October 2000, when director Ronan Alexandrowitz finished shooting, he wondered whether there was much point in showing it as relations worsened between Palestinians and Israelis.
Actually, this film was not about the tour. It was using the tour to explore the deepest roots of why the situation became what it is, why our life is what it is right now. And I think although the level of animosity between the sides is getting to be so high that one might find it difficult to imagine that it would be calm again once and we will be able to live together, but still, I think, even though we get further and further from the reality in which we filmed The Inner Tour, the basics of what this film carries, the depth of the problem, remains in it.
Alexandrowitz said he wanted to tell the story of what he calls Israel's other through the other's eyes.
You know, in Israeli media, there's something that's called balancing. A political work, you balance it. You give one side and you give the other, and one of the things that we had decided from the beginning is that we are not looking to make a balanced film. The context of the film will not be the film itself, but it will be all the work that has been done on the subject. And there were many films made in the Israeli point of view, and we were going to make a film to try to express the Palestinian point of view. So for some Israelis, this is considered Palestinian propaganda. I've heard things like I work for the PLO, or I've had reactions which I can understand, because especially in a state of war, people tend to get very defensive about hearing the other side.
Alexandrowitz filmed a tour of Palestinian travelers of all ages and social classes, professionals, young parents with children, even an old farmer in his 80s who returns to find crops that he planted before 1948. Not all the travelers are so innocent. One man who visits a memorial to Yitzhak Rabin in Tel Aviv met Rabin while he was in prison during the First Intifada. One woman named Jihad has a brother serving life in prison for killing an Israeli soldier. Most of them don't talk much about politics. They talk about relatives, history, and going to the beach that some of them have never seen. The Inner Tour was co-produced by a Palestinian. Ra'ed Andoni says there's more sadness than triumph in the Palestinians' journey to Israel.
Most of the Palestinians who left in the war of the 48, it's 53 years old now, so most of them is in a generation who's going to die, and you have one example in the film like that. And I think it's not an easy issue for the Palestinian just to go there and see. It's very hard. It's very hard also for us to watch a group of Palestinians coming back to their homeland, and we have a very emotional scene in the film for an old man who's going back to a part of his ex-land.
Director Ronan Alexandrowitz says he wanted to offer an alternative to the standard media images of conflict in the Middle East.
Images that somehow repeat themselves. It's again the children throwing stones, and again the house being demolished, and again the same images. So I felt that suddenly a very human situation, a tour, just going as tourists, would be something that would be very easy for people to identify with. And the fact that it's such a strong tour, a tour that people come to a place where they're not allowed to be in, and they have such dreams for, and they have to combine between their dreams and the reality of the place, felt very strong.
Despite his sympathies for the Palestinians, Alexandrowitz was well received at the sold-out New York premiere last night. The filmmaker made sure to mention that even as the situation in Israel moves closer to all-out war, his trip to New York was funded by the Israeli Foreign Ministry. If the military atmosphere has changed, Alexandrowicz says, the general feeling of frustration was already there last spring when he showed the inner tour at Israeli film festivals.
There is a tradition that the American embassy gives a prize to the film who deals with the peace process. And they looked at all the films that were dealing with the subject, and then they said, this year we don't give a prize because there are no films with hope. There are just films filled with problems. And in this sense, the film is not about the dialogue. It's about the problem. It's about understanding the problem. And I don't think it offers practical hope. But I think before there is hope, there should be understanding.
With the atmosphere of relative trust in which the inner tour takes place, overtaken by events, Alexandrowicz says it became a film about the limitations of politics and the limitations of movies.
It maybe talks a little bit about how relevant or irrelevant films are. Because in the end, you know, it's a show. That after an hour and a half, it's over. And the problem is very much there.
The inner tour shows again tonight at the Museum of Modern Art. The screening is sold out. It shows again later this month at the San Francisco International Film Festival. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.